We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Welcome to the RG DFS Tournament Takes Podcast, Week 14 edition. I am pumped up. I've got energy. Noto has energy. Bobby, TBD. Let's see if we're going to bring the energy here today. What's up, fellas? Week 14. I'm your host, Chris Kirkwood, screen name Kirk D's. Noto is here. Derek Farnsworth at RG underscore Notorious. And of course, at Bobby Gomes DFS, Bobby Gomes, Million Maker winner. What's up, fellas? How was the week? How are we feeling today? How we like this slate? What's going on?
Noto, you want to go first?
Yeah, week 14, 2 weeks till Christmas. So I don't know if your kids are old enough for the Elf on the Shelf nonsense, but yeah, that's kind of running my life right now. I have to think of something new every day. Other than that, doing pretty good. Well, I guess my Jaguars, man, that was a rough Monday night. Lose to the Bengals and lose, you know, Lawrence. Lose
all the Kirk. Wongs. All the Wongs.
The Wongs. I'm 0-2 of my Wongs on the show. But, yeah, DFS was decent last week, but everything else, yeah, it's hurting a little bit. How about you, Bobby?
It's good. DFS was decent. If Trevor Lawrence doesn't score that touchdown and ETN scores it, I pretty much win the entire slate. Like, literally every contest I was in, I would have had a chop. But, yeah, so that wasn't the greatest, but we still had a good night. So, is what it is. And my bet hit for the second week in a row, I'm pretty sure, right, Noto? 9.5, did they cover that, the Dolphins?
I thought you gave Steelers again or something. He didn't give Steelers? No?
No, Dolphins.
That was the first game.
Nice job. Questions for Bobby. Did you lock Tyreek, and did you actually play a bunch of Eckler and Zappy, or did you get off them in time?
No, I got off that with the weather. I didn't play any of that. I played Reek pretty heavily. I faded Zach Moss, talked about it on the early People show, you know, talked about the fate of Zach Moss and why it wasn't the best play, but from a GTO perspective, like, it wasn't – made a lot of sense, right? Wish I had better results and pick better players around it, because I had Tyreek at A-chain. I just didn't have Debo with the four touchdowns. That was a pretty heavy swing for me, but I don't know. It was all right. Yeah, pretty much it.
I was pissed I didn't play Debo.
I was pissed I didn't play Debo too, just because it was in every sim to play Debo.
I hate how everyone's like, the industry on him is like, oh, he doesn't get enough usage. He's got to break a huge thing. But like, that's what you're looking for, is like electric guys who can break massive plays, right? And break slates. And he's,
I honestly think people just played him because he was coming 20%. If you ran, if you simmed every industry projection, he hit every single one at 6-1. Well, so
because he was cheap.
Yeah.
And then
he just played him.
He was access to that game. And the 49ers are a juggernaut. And
yeah, for they sure.
Exposed the fraudulent Eagles. But I had a good week. I played Chuba Hubbard. I went contrarian in my main lineup. I got smoked on DK just because Terry McLaurin didn't even.
That was a scary play. I don't know why you played him.
You didn't. I don't even know if he played because I needed. I built my lineup on the show. I had the Reek Waddle and Howell.
Can't say you're not transparent, Red.
No. I built it on the show. I never wavered. Played the exact thing. I overpaid for Reek on Yahoo, and then I benefited from Chuba Hubbard having to play him to make that all work. So I wanted McCaffrey, and then I benefited from Tank Dell going down. Although I don't know how much I really benefited because everything went to Nico Collins. So
yeah,
I'm not sure. Could have just been a wash anyway, but good week. So let's keep it rolling. We have 11 games this time. It's a pretty weird slate to me. I don't know. This is certainly the hardest week to feel good about your builds because there isn't any like smash. So it's like highest total is Buffalo KC, but there's warts there. Pacheco's out for KC. Mahomes hasn't looked so great, but it's only because his weapons don't look so great. And then Buffalo has been erratic all year, but they're trying to make a long shot case to get into the playoffs. This is a very important game for them. Then there's the Seattle San Francisco game, the next highest total, but you know we're waiting up in the air with Geno, whether Geno's even going to play. This could just be San Fran is capable of just blowing out anyone, but you know without Geno and if it's Drew Lock back there, I'd be a little scared to have much Seattle. Indy, Cincinnati, Denver goes to the Chargers. Who, scoring 6 points and covering, that was pretty cool, right? Although I did bet on the Pats the other night, so I thought it took some balls. But if you guys never seen that before, 6 points, what was the spread? Five and a half all week long, and they scored 2 field goals, 6-0. Crazy, absolute bananas. There's not a lot to like. So the slate is, there's CMC for the high end for running backs. There's Keenan Allen for the high end for receiver. And there's like no must quarterback play. We have Mahomes. We have Josh Allen. I like Fields. We'll get into, we've got, you know, Brock Purdy there. So there's like warts in every game. We're going to have a chalky Browning who played pretty well the other night, but it's mostly about his weapons. But how's the slate looking to you, Noto?
Yeah, I think you summed it up pretty good. Just watching those Seattle injuries, not that we really want to play the Seahawks that much anyway, but both running backs questionable, Geno's questionable. Also watching Vita Vea, one of the best run stoppers in the NFL. We know Tampa Bay with him on the field is one of the best run defenses. So if he's out, we can fire up Bijan. And then a couple of ugly weather games. Looks like Baltimore is going to be pretty bad. And then some wind in Chicago, some wind and rain in Cleveland. The Jets also windy, rainy. So definitely want to keep an eye on Kevin Ross weather report Sunday morning.
Bobby, how you liking this slate?
Yeah, it looks all right. Interesting with the Moss price kick up, like 5,900. He had the 8 carries in the goal line. I think that's something that you have to – I think running back's just going to be very chalky between Moss and McCaffrey, which I'm fine with. It's more where I'm going to get different is at the wide receiver position, and that's kind of what I'm thinking through now. and probably be thinking through it as we go on through the show.
Yeah. So the big pause, the big takeaway with Moss is that he played 94% of the snaps.
Yeah.
Complete bust. Crazy that he rushed the ball 19 times and got only 51 yards, but Tennessee is a tough matchup for that. So I get it. So I think Cincy is a much more liberal defense here. Should be a much better spot for him in general. A lot of people are gravitating towards that game. I think the fade is fine too. But, yeah, so like you said, I agree with you. I think I'm just kind of fine with it. But, all right. What are we giggling about, Bobby?
No, but I don't know. We're giggling about
Woo! Hey, come on, give a real woo. Give a real woo. Give a real one.
The woo.
Get the blood pumping, Bobby.
Ah, that woo is...
It's like a deflated balloon. That's what they were saying in the comments.
What'd they say?
This was like 2 weeks ago. I think we have to come off of it at this point. Yeah. You don't want to beat a dead drum.
No, I have a completely different take. I think you need it to wake up a little bit, and it's part of our show now. That's my take.
Yeah, but, part of your show. I'm fading it.
All right. That's
fine. I'm a man of the people with the chat.
Are you though?
Hey, I am for sure. Chat knows.
All right. Shout out to, I'm just pulling up chat. Shout out to Lynn Battle, who got a big finish second in the 222 FanDuel single entry.
There we go.
He said, now if Bobby Gomes can somehow get behind a good defense, I can probably vault to first this coming Sunday. That's what he said here. So
that's good. That's good. He should listen to Noto. Noto comes in with the fire defenses, you know.
Is that true?
Noto always got my back on the defenses.
All right. 11 games. Hold the high totals. High-ish totals. What we have, blitz most plays are San Francisco, Seattle, KC, Buffalo, and Baltimore Rams with a little bit of that weather in there. I teased the Rams with the Pats, so I need them to stay within 14. Then Thorman snaps and plays is they got the Buffalo Bills, Chiefs, Colts, Bengals, Lions, Bears. So that seems like those three that Thorm snaps and pace, that seems like the chalky games for me, right? Are we all thinking that's where ownership's going to flock to?
It's always interesting how different ETRs are versus the blitzes. I think the blitzes are always better too, for whatever reason.
Except
in terms of the pace,
except the Pats Chargers game that it was up.
Except the Pats Chargers, but predominantly throughout the year, I feel like it was a lot better.
A big miss. That was a big miss, though.
It was a big miss, yeah. I don't think I don't think they took into consideration what the weather could be like.
Yeah. Was it that bad, the weather?
Yeah, it was fucking brutal.
I didn't watch it because I didn't have anyone.
Did you go outside?
No, I didn't. I don't think on NFL Sunday, I never go outside until they pick up food at like.
I had to go outside. The... It was miserable. Yeah, it was rough.
Was it the Cleveland game that got delayed? That was wild.
Yeah, the Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was watching that for a little bit. I had somebody in there at something, but all right. So what we're going to do, like always, start at the running back position, head over to quarterback, go to wide receiver for our stacks, tight end. Bobby Gomes, DFS, unless he's passing it, defensive segment, unless he's passing it to Noto, I'm not sure.
I'll pass it to Noto this week. But I honestly, yeah.
Maybe well, the man who lobbied in the beginning of the show, the beginning of the shows when we started this, I was like, let's skip over defense. Bobby was like, I love defense. And that's how
I love defense. Good DFS players know how to leverage defense. You know what I'm talking about, Kirk?
So why are you giving up the why are you giving it up on it then?
it's just something that I feel like Noto got my back. Noto's been hammering it. He hammered it last week.
All right. So the Noto segment. I was just pointing out that it was your segment, and it came because you lobbied for it.
I think it's a good segment.
All right. Running back position. I don't know. Bobby seems a little testy at me this week. I don't know what it is. But
just today. Not every week.
I don't know what I did. But anyways, Zach Moss, like Bobby said, is going to be massive chalk, and so is McCaffrey. McCaffrey is just the one massive spin up on the slate, especially in a game that they don't have to pass a ton in this one. You could see his running back carries shoot up. And also, if it's Lock, I don't know. Seattle's going to have to hang in there for them to really, you know, to really step on the gas with McCaffrey. But I think you'll get three massive quarters from him at worst. And should be the best play on the slate and the one to prioritize in lineups, I think. Then there's Joe Mixon coming off of a good game that people don't want to play. But, you know, just smashed against Jacksonville. There's Javonte Williams, who just never seems to quite get there. There's Bijan, who could benefit a lot from that matchup with Vita Vea being potentially out. Then Rashad White is just chugging along as like just the most consistent running back this season, it seems like. Great role, 20 carries again last week. Had a touchdown, which certainly helps his cause. Was a good matchup. We pointed that on the show. There's Josh Jacobs. There's also going to be the chalk Clyde Edwards-Hilaire because Pacheco is out. Definitely want to hear your guys' thoughts on Hilaire. Also McKinnon. See who you like out of the top ownership group. Bobby, let's start with you. What do you got?
Yeah, so for me, Zach Moss, obviously the linchpin of construction. Everyone's going to play Zach Moss at 5'9". I faded it last week. It was the right play. It was still on optimal teams because everyone just kind of hammered him. At 5'9", I feel like I shouldn't be playing him. But we talked about Kirky said basically since his defense is a lot worse than what they were going to face with Tennessee last week. So right now I think I'm probably playing Moss. Maybe that's the wrong approach basically because I didn't play him last week, but yeah, I don't know. I'm probably playing him currently. McCaffrey versus Seattle. Seattle's just a nosebleed versus the run. Super strong spot for McCaffrey at 9-2 versus this rush defense. Pretty much like the Tyreek spot last week. Think you can lock him. Javonte Williams is going to be another pretty popular running back. He's game script dependent. He would be my fade. Like, I'd rather just not play him. Don't love Denver running backs. And there's three of them there, right? P. Ryan, Will McLaughlin, and Williams. So not a ton of interest.
I think P. Ryan just got ruled. Did he get ruled out or he went on the injury report? Something happened with him.
Yeah, so he full practice and then downgraded on Friday to questionable. Ooh. So.
Either way, though, I don't love Javonte Williams. Like, yeah, it gets more condensed. McLaughlin's still there. If anything changes, which I don't really see it, listen to the people's show tomorrow if you want my take on it. But for right now, I'm not playing him. Charbonnet, 5'4". I think Walker's – we have news on Walker. He's playing. He's splitting, right? Correct?
Who? Kenneth?
Kenneth Walker, yeah.
And Charbonnet. I think that they're still –
game time decisions this morning.
GTD. Yeah. Well, I think the thought was he might play. I think that would hurt.
I think it sounds like that. I would, if I had to bet, I would bet they play.
Yeah. That was the impression that I got. Dual backfield in Seattle versus a tough defense in San Francisco. Probably not for me. Josh Jacobs not playing him, 6,900. Just his passing volume has gone down. Last week he had 6 targets, but prior to that, he just hasn't been used. And more interested in like Davante Adams side of that game. Joe Mixon 6'1" got there for me on the showdown slate. If I'm gonna play him, I want to see where his ownership's gonna be at. Currently, I don't know where we have him, but I would, if it's between 16% and 20%, I'd probably be thinking about not getting there. 6,800 for Rashad White. I don't have a lot of. I think Rashad White's fine, but I definitely would prefer Bijan in that same game with Vita Vea out. Kirk Karp's on Vita Vea all the time and what he means to this Tampa Bay run defense. And I think it also hurts. Like, Tampa's more of a run, more of a pass funnel, but now with Vita Vea out of there and the volume that Bijan's getting, like, I think it kind of hurts Rashad White and the idea that Tampa Bay defense is this pass funnel. So I think Atlanta with Desmond Ridder, with Drake London, people are going to play into those guys, play in a London for sure at 4-5. When you just play Bijan at 6-5 versus Vita Vea-less Tampa Bay defense. Chuba Hubbard, Kirky used him on Twitter last week, and then you go right back to him. He seems to be the starter there. Their new offensive coordinator loves him, so he's someone that I would have a good interest in.
You know what? He's good.
Yeah, he's good. He is good. That's
he's
a sharp.
So underrated. He's so underrated. Yeah.
I thought that was a sharp play overall. Like that, I thought that pivot, being a week ahead of that pivot, was sharp. I don't hate Roscon Jenkins for large field stuff at 4,900 versus Detroit defense. He seems to be the guy and evolving into the guy in the Chicago offense. So I like him. I think people will pass over him. He looked very, very good on that Island game. And he eclipsed Herbert in terms of carries and stuff like that, and definitely was showing some good tape. So I like him. And then James Cook at 6K. Like, I don't know what offense they're going to run. If Knox comes back, I think it affects the receivers if they're playing more tight end stuff versus receiver stuff. But I think James Cook's kind of come along this year. I know the Chiefs have been just a way to get a cheap piece of that game that isn't going to be overowned. And that's pretty much all I got for the running back position.
Sorry, I may have misheard the last. Did you talk about Hilaire at all?
I didn't talk about Hilaire. So yeah, Hilaire is going to be chalky at 4-2, and I think he's fine, right? Pacheco's out. People are going to gas up McKinnon. McKinnon does it on short volume, but will he get like two or three touchdowns? Let people chase that. I would just play Hilaire.
McKinnon's also coming off a groin injury too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it's a good call. So yeah, I think I would prefer Hilaire at 4-2, but I think Cook gets lost in translation in that game, and people just hate Cook for whatever reason, even his own coaching staff. But he's played better.
Do you think he's good? Do you think he's good? I do.
I think we have the same opinion on Cook that we have on Montgomery. We both like Montgomery. I think we both like Cook, and the industry hates
him. Well, the industry hates him, and they're like, oh, Latavius. Like, I'm like, anytime I see them give the ball to Latavius, I'm like, why would you waste that and not give it to Cook? But he fumbles occasionally, you know, I get it. But
no, I'm with you. He's made some boneheaded like decisions with the football. Yeah. Like, he's definitely, I don't know, just made some plays that you'd have to question, but yeah, I think that he's a very good player either way.
All right, Nardo, take us home.
Yeah, I think James Cook is good. I think the scheme is just really good. I mean, Latavius is still averaging 4 yards a carry, and he's like 40 years old. So, as Kirk likes to say, Chop would average 3 yards per carry in that offense.
There you go. There it is.
But, yeah, I usually like to eat the chalk at running back, and I'll do it again this week with McCaffrey and Moss. Look, Moss, he's a little bit lower owned than last week, and now he gets a much better matchup. Cincinnati, bottom five against the run this season. So I'll go back there. Bobby covered most of the other guys I want to play, except for Alvin Kamara. Nobody's talking about him.
Oh, yeah. Against Carolina, too.
Worst run defense in the NFL. Home favorites. He's getting 20-plus touches every week. He's averaged over 20 fantasy points per game this season. And it looks like Carr is going to be back, so that's good for the dump-offs. Yeah, I love Kamara at less than 10% ownership.
Carr sucks, and he's still making he's still out there like yelling at his teammates like it's their fault. If you watch him, he does,
like, but that's good for Kamara.
Yeah, no, I get that, but I'm just saying in general, like, he's never been good at any stop that he plays at, and then he has like the balls to like yell at his teammates. I can't stand that.
I don't understand. He's another one. Like, I don't understand, like, the fact that people in the coaching staff doesn't like Cook. I don't know how the coaching staff in New Orleans
anywhere
doesn't think Jameis deserves a shot in that situation.
Jameis's pass was funny to Olave, where it was tipped by that would have been a pick, but it was tipped up in the air that overshot the other defender and fell into Olave's arms. That was like so prototypical Jameis. I hear you. I know. Give Jameis a shot. Like, why not? Right? And let him use his legs a little bit.
He had the eye surgery. You know, great fantasy quarterback, Jameis. I think he's been better at protecting the football, too, since he's left Tampa.
All right. What about Jerome Ford? Anybody?
I like the Browns in that game.
Are you gonna want? You gonna wong it?
No, because you'd have to wong the other side. I don't want the Jets.
What is? I don't even know what the spread. What's the spread on the game?
Cleveland's minus -3 now.
Oh, they are.
At least as of yesterday. When I...
Yeah. Okay, so they're at home and they're. Looks like Lawrence is gonna play though, right? I don't know.
It's a good question.
I thought I read something, but whatever. All right. Quarterbacks. We can talk about Derek Carr. Brock Purdy is going to be owned. Kind of a scary matchup in the fact that they might not have to do a lot. And he really benefits on these games that breaks out. But he's got such elite weapons. He can just get it. It's like he could dump it to McCaffrey for a touchdown. He can go to Debo. He can go to Ayuk. They just have such an elite weapons around him. It's hard, and his price, it's hard to not like it. They have a massive implied team total. Jake Browning looked good. He's going to be chalk. I'm interested to hear if you guys think he's a fade, or you think we just soak it up and play him at the 5,200 price point. Again, he has elite weapons. My favorite, Justin Fields, because of the rushing upside with him, you know, 12 rushing attempts coming off of the 18 rushing attempts the week before. You know, didn't play so well against Minnesota, but I was excited at least to see that he rushed the ball 12 times. I like them in this spot at home. The weather might be a little bit of a concern, but I don't think it's going to be too bad. It's also easy to pair him with DJ Moore, who's just a clear number one wide receiver. And you can also, you know, it's either going to be Moore or Kmet, you know, and or Kmet, and you can play them both. Russell Wilson doesn't have the massive ceiling, but like has been the consistent floor guy. Josh Dobbs, I don't think anyone wants to play because he kind of fell out of favor, but he is still the guy, and they're getting Justin Jefferson back. So you got to think that probably helps, and especially playing the Las Vegas Raiders. And then there's Mahomes, there's Lamar in the weather game, there's Herbert, there's Allen. Running out like around the top 10 there. Noto, who are you gravitating towards?
Yeah, love Josh Allen this week. The Bills essentially have to win out, maybe can lose one more if they want to make the playoffs. They still have one of the best offenses in the NFL. The last time we saw him, he had a season-high 9 rushing attempts for 81 yards. And we've seen these two teams just have massive shootouts in the past. I don't think Kansas City is going to have a lot of success on the ground, so I think both offenses are just going to air it out, and really like the spot for Josh Allen. He is expensive, and that's going to keep the ownership down. And I like Justin Fields. You mentioned it, the rushing upside. You compare him with DJ Moore, and his last three games against Detroit, he's averaged 28 fantasy points per game. I think he's a nice, solid floor option given his rushing upside at home. Played well against Detroit a couple weeks ago, and you know they were up by 2 touchdowns in the second half. They kind of stopped throwing the ball in that game, so. I think this one will be more competitive. Outside of that, I'm fine with Purdy. He's always a good bet for 2 or more touchdowns. I'm fine with Browning. If you think Browning is like 70% as good as what we saw on Monday night, then you should probably play him in this matchup at this price point. But it'll be interesting to see how teams, you know, adapt to him after they get more film on him. I don't think the Jaguars are ready for the Bengals to air it out that much. They kind of thought they were going to be more of a he was going to be more of a game manager, and he was not that on Monday. So those are going to be my top 4. I don't think I'm going to play anyone else. I usually try to keep my quarterback player pool pretty tight each week.
Shout out to Bobby for being a week early on Zappy. Although he got off.
I was a week early, and then I didn't play him on the showdown, which was ridiculous because after the Parker news – I had
you were like, who the hell do they even have to throw to?
Who do they even have to throw to? And I had all Hunter Patriots Henry. Captains. Henry was my highest owned captain, and I ended up getting off him on my main team. I switched out Henry for Pickens like 2 minutes before as my main captain. But yeah, I just didn't know where to go once everyone was kind of ruled out. Cause I'm like, who's he going to throw to? Yeah, I don't know. It's for me, like at the quarterback position, I'm kind of like Noto this week just because I don't see a ton. I really like Justin Fields at 6'8". Good game environment, right? Pretty sure, unless I'm incorrect. And it's at Chicago. Yeah, I like Fields a good bit. Like that game in general. Amon-Ra, St. Brown, Laporta as running back, as run backs. You could use Gibbs too there, but really like Fields to DJ Moore. Josh Allen would probably be my second for all the reasons Noto gave. Rushing equities there. Brock Purdy, he'd probably be three. I like him with Ayuk for what it's worth. I think a lot of ownership is going to get sucked into McCaffrey and Debo and just play Ayuk and Kittle and differentiate from the field that way. Yeah, Minshew, I think at 5'4 is interesting. Josh Downs, Michael Pittman, those receivers, I think make for a good stack with Minshew. I think I would prefer Downs to Pittman this week. Yeah, and that's pretty much it for a quarterback. Like, there isn't a ton like I really want to get to. You can make a case for Mahomes, obviously, any week. Rashee Rice, Kelsey, just getting to that game environment in general, playing Mahomes is never a bad idea. I have no interest in Browning. He did it on an island game, so he's probably going to gain more ownership than he probably should. Yeah, and that's pretty much where I'm at.
The thing I like about Justin Fields, first of all, you look at this Detroit defense and just – look what they've given up the last 4 weeks. They gave up 38 points to the Chargers, 26 in that game against the Bears, then 29 to Green Bay, then 28 to New Orleans. Like, they're being involved in high total games, you know, and their defense is giving it up. People still kind of overrate their defense. Their passing defense has been horrible. Their Noto's DVP chart, they are 26th in DVP, the quarterback position. They give up a lot to the wide receiver, 23rd. They're 25th at the tight end. So it just looks like a nice stack on paper, nice double right there, even potentially with Komet and DJ Moore. And what's DJ Moore's price right now?
He is 6,500. And to your point, Lions are also going to be without one of their better pass rushers in McNeil. He's been ruled out. He has a high sack rate. So just another reason to like Fields.
And Komet's 43. So that can easily be done. You know, there's always among Ron St. Brown or Gibby or Monty, depending how you think the game script's going to go. So there's plenty of bringbacks. Do you think everyone's going to gravitate towards Fields just because he's the only rushing quarterback? And so even though it like ownership doesn't look out of whack, like in the smaller field stuff, there's going to be a ton of them.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm with you guys. Yeah. I think he gets steamed up. I think he's a good player regardless though.
He's the top value on our projections, top four in the blitz and ETR as well.
Yep. Yep. Herbert coming off of that horrible game at home against Denver. Any interest there on a low owned Justin Herbert?
Not for me. If you want to play him with Keenan Allen, obviously Allen got the 14 targets versus Baltimore, maybe a week off. Not really a week off. They went to New England, and it was just he didn't see the same usage. So yeah, I don't know. I guess you could play him if you play him with Allen. Don't play anyone else.
Yeah, I don't love it. I'd rather play Lamar, but I have a Lamar problem, so don't listen.
Allen's going to be shadowed by Surtain, I would imagine too. Not that it really matters with Keenan Allen. You could put five people on him.
Yeah, he's going to get open for at least for like the smaller, like small, shorter stuff.
If Vita Vea plays, can we do Desmond Ridder? Oh, he's really bad, but he's had three big games.
You have some like easy, some good. So you get obviously everyone loves to say the pass funnel for Tampa. So yes, then you get You got a cheap Drake London, but he's going to be popular. But you got Kyle Pitts, too, potentially, to pair him with. I don't mind the pairing. And you also get the fact that it's a dome right now.
If Vita Vea plays, just to go back to the running backs, I have no interest in Bijan if Vita Vea plays.
Yeah. But would you pivot to the passing
side? I think it's definitely viable. Kyle Pitts' route share was up. I think routes run was up from like 50 to 83%. London, good price at 4.5. Ritter just stinks, but he's not terrible. He stinks in football, but you can play him in fantasy. Like I don't hate it. It is a good spot situationally if Vita Vea is there and it's the run funnel that it's been pretty much. I mean the pass funnel that's been pretty much all year. So yeah, you can play him.
All right, I'm getting interested in Dobbs a little bit, but I don't know if that's stupid. But it depends on how healthy we expect Justin Jefferson to be. But anyway, let's take that over to the wide receiver position. Keenan Allen is going to be the chalk, as we mentioned, just because they have just run out of options, and he is a target monster. And this should be a better game than it was last week. Still got 9 targets in that horrific game against the Pats, but like double-digit targets 3 weeks before with 16 in 2 of the last 3 games. Monster ceiling, monster upside if he can get in the end zone, and a really nice floor from a target standpoint. So I don't have anything bad to say about him. I think he's a great play. Rashee Rice looks like the number one guy. His snaps are going up and up and up. His targets and routes runs are going up and up and up. So I think he's clearly the guy that's breaking away, and they don't have the – I'm assuming that CEH is going to be a downgrade to the running game. I sure think it's a downgrade, so I think there'll be more passing, but who knows? We'll see. Elijah Moore, the thing I noticed with Elijah Moore chalk being fine last week, at least for cash, was that Flacco is chucking the ball. So if Flacco's playing again, he's just going to chuck and chuck and chuck, so I like him in that case. But we don't have word on what they're doing yet. Drake London, we just spoke about. Michael Pittman is probably my favorite overall play, I think, against Cincinnati. And then we've got JSN. Debo is going to get some love again. Olave, Amon-Ra, Jamar Chase, DJ Moore, all these guys. There's plenty of ways to go. Where are you going, Noto?
Yeah, a ton of great plays. You mentioned Rice. Rashee Rice is, snaps are going up. Target share is going up. Routes per dropback are going up, so I really like the spot for him. Looks like he's going to be pretty popular. And then since I love Allen, I'll probably play more digs in the field. He's only going to be 3 to 5% owned, and he's one of those guys that can break the slate. He hasn't been as good this season, but I think more people will go to Gabe Davis there since he's coming off the big game and had the big game against the Chiefs in the playoffs a couple years ago. Like DJ Moore, he's had at least 100 yards in 4 of field starts this season. He's also been just racking up the targets at least 9 or more, 6 or 7 times so far this season. He brought up Elijah Moore, man, 12 targets last week. He only caught 4 of them, but still had 83 yards. Also had like a 20-yarder called back due to a penalty. So I like that against the Jags. You mentioned Pittman. He's been awesome the last few weeks. I also like Jamar Chase on the other side of that game. I think that makes an interesting skinny stack if you don't want to play the quarterbacks there. I will play some Drake London, especially if Vita Vea ends up playing, just for all the reasons we mentioned. The pass funnel, this is the cheapest price point he's been all season. Keenan Allen's fine. I don't have any issue with him. I don't necessarily love that game as a whole, but you can't argue with the volume that he's seeing. That's pretty much it for me. We'll go to Bobby and circle back, I guess.
Yeah, I really like Brandon Ayuk. Talks about it from a game theory perspective. Everyone's going to play CMC. Everyone's going to play Debo. People are playing Purdy. I like playing Ayuk and Kittle. I think it's interesting in the context of the slate. Keenan Allen not playing at all. Drake London, the same thought process is a note of Vita Vea's in. I'll play some London. No Olave with Carr. Don't have much interest there. Michael Pittman, I think he's a very strong play. like Josh Downs a little bit more at 4'9", and I think Downs is a pivot off of Rashee Rice at 5'4". Rashee Rice is gaining a ton of steam. He's still only playing like a certain majority of the snaps, where like the floor could be lower for him than what I think we're realizing. I don't hate Rashee Rice. I'll obviously play him, but I just don't think I'm going to be overweight on him. Jackson Smith and Jigba at 4,100, I think super interesting. Led the Seahawks in targets versus Dallas. That's a good price tag for him. He's getting a lot of the first read stuff from Geno, so don't mind him. I'm on Ross St. Brown as a run back. He seems like he'll be a low-owned run back because people are going to try to pick these Detroit run backs. So no one's ownership will get too elevated. I like his price at 8.2. He's a guy for DraftKings formats that when I think I can get overweight on him, I'm usually trying to just because how well he fits the scoring. Ja'Marr Chase at 7.6. I like Chase. It's a really good spot. Just have to see like where is if he's going to get – I feel like he's going to end up getting steamed for whatever reason. Zay Flowers, no real interest in Flowers. I would rather play guys like OBJ or Bateman. Flowers just doesn't have the ceiling. I think OBJ is someone who – little revenge spot here versus the Rams. So don't mind some OBJ this week. I can't believe I'm saying that. And he's cheap too.
I'm writing that down because I was upset at like myself for not playing James Conner last week. I was like, how did I miss that?
Yeah, I like him. We're going down the list now. Khalil Shakir is someone who's going to get like someone who's coming on, and like you want to get on these first, second year players, third year players. They kind of come on later in the season. Knox has been out. They've been playing a personnel that basically benefits Shakir. I think that if Knox plays, people are worried that they're going to play more double tight ends and it kind of decreases Shakir. I'm going to bet on the side of Shakir at 3.9 is going to be a very viable play on the slate. So I'm going to try to get over there. Who else? There's no one. Yeah, I'm trying to think cheap guys. You hit on Elijah Moore. I think he's fine. Kirky talked about the air yards with Flacco at QB, Flacco. Which is.
Yeah, the highest – Scott Barrett tweeted out the highest air yards of anyone on the season, 257 or something. Got to cash those. Got to cash those in though. I've never found any place that cashes in air yards yet.
That's what people say, is it's like a fake stat, but
I mean, yeah, you know, it also could. You know, here's another.
I don't care because we need value. So like, if it allows me to play more, like I'm gonna play more.
It's a great spot. But think of this: it could also tell you just who sucks at wide receiver, who can't actually.
Yeah, but it could also be who sucks at quarterback too, quarterback, because the quarterback can just be thrown
correct
deep.
I know.
Yeah,
correct. So there's a lot of ways to spin it.
Yeah, I don't mind it, and for they've had a connection previously, so I don't think we have to like write it off completely. The last guy I'll talk about is Stephon Diggs. I know I'm going from the bottom to the top. If Knox is playing, I have a lot more interest in Diggs. More of a vocal point of the offense when they're playing two tight ends. So he's someone I would definitely have more interest in with Knox in and with Knox out. I don't think I'd have as much, and I'd be more interested in Shakir, Gabe Davis, the tight end there, who everyone likes, the rookie. I'm forgetting his name. People will bash me, but
Kincaid,
yeah, he's a stud. Names, you know, they're tough. You just gotta make sure.
A lot swimming in your head. My brain, I freeze up a lot. Like I can't think of, like, even though I like look in my head, I get the picture of him, and I'm like, who the hell am I talking about? You know, so. All right, you know what stands out to me? So I like how you said bottom to the top, because that's what we're all trying to do here. But what stands out to me on Pro Football Focus, when I just look up the matchup advantages, the top 8 or 9 plays are all like pretty much studs. So I'll read it down the list from the matchup advantage. It's Jefferson number 1, DJ Moore number 2, Drake London number 3, Ja'Marr Chase number 4, Keenan Allen number 5, Brandon Ayuk number 6, Mike Evans number 7, Amon-Ra St. Brown number 8, and Diggs number 9. It's like we should be focusing in on all of these stud wide receivers on a week when there's like so many thin plays. Like if these guys are all in great spots, like I think wide receivers, like the most important stuff we got to focus on this week.
Yeah, I like that. One thing, you mentioned Mike Evans, and A.J. Terrell is questionable right now for the Falcons, their top cornerback. And Evans has just been awesome. So if he ends up being out, I'll play some Evans too.
You mentioned Jefferson too. Like, do we have thoughts on Jefferson? I don't really have a clear take on Jefferson.
Best receiver in the game?
No, but like, yeah, I don't know what I'm supposed to do with him. You could hit both.
I think we hope he's back to, and he's ready to rip. Let's go.
All right.
And then we hope people don't play him enough.
Yeah, if we prioritize these expensive receivers, do you think I think the Niners just run away with that game. Can we just get like a 15 to 20 point McCaffrey game so we can load up on these receivers?
Get Ayuk touchdown, maybe two early Ayuk touchdowns, and maybe CMC always gets at least his one. But that's all right.
Eli Mitchell some second half touches.
Yeah.
Wasn't he Q-tag Mitchell?
Yeah, I think he is, but there's Jordan Mason too, right?
Because I would rather play these expensive receivers at low ownership, but
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's coming like just by doing this show right now and looking at these things, it's like I'm thinking to myself, we need to nail these freaking wide receivers.
If you want to pay down at running back, Roscon Johnson, I think, is interesting at 4.9. I wonder if he's getting any love.
What was the split like last week? They've got three guys, right?
He led the split, definitely, for sure. Herbert, he was the guy. So I can pull it up.
I'll pull it up.
I think they had a week off too, didn't they? I think last week they had off. But in Minnesota.
He got 74% of the snaps in the last time they played in week 12.
So, like, when we first brought him up, I was like, is he a cash play? Like, obviously, he's not a cash play, but it's still a good portion of the snaps. Like, from what I had remembered, he did a lot of work in that game.
But Foreman was out.
Yeah.
Is Foreman still dust?
I think he probably showed a lot. That's the one thing. Like, he was good. This was that time of year, too.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. This is the time we gotta get on these people early. But I mean the snap increase, absolutely. So I can get on board there. I don't think cash play, but I've done crazier things.
Yeah. I'd get in front of him, play him like you played Chuba last week. I think he's gonna be the guy. Like, from what we've seen on that Sunday night game, Minnesota versus the Bears, I thought he was going to be the guy, because I had flip-flopped Herbert to Johnson to Herbert because I wanted Herbert, and then Johnson got the 70% or whatever.
I like it. Are you guys playing Garrett Wilson at 20%?
I was going to ask, what the hell do we do with this Jets game in general? Like, you can't play Stroud, right, against this elite defense, but can we, you know, especially without Tank Dell and
or Schultz? Think,
yeah. And the whole Zach Wilson thing is just crazy. All like actually going back to him. Salah, I don't know. The Jets are just a train wreck always, but their defense is absolutely elite. I don't know. I've just figured I was going to avoid it, but I'm not maxing.
Bobby, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think I worry about his ceiling. Zach Wilson definitely benefits him, throws to him a ton. It's just the weather, the ceiling. Like, yeah, you could catch a bunch of passes. What's their team total? Like, how many points are they going to score? You know what I mean? Like, it's just, I don't know, not a ton of interest.
I think they're up to like 9 offensive touchdowns this year. Pretty good.
That's good to know. So what's the over under on the one TD that they score in this game? Like, I don't know. I it's a tough play.
Well, I mean, look at the New England total. I mean, I teased that like the Iowa. I teased everybody with New England. I was scared before the game started, but
I knew the Pittsburgh game had to go over. I wish that news was so devastating to me, because it just made me rethink everything. Yeah.
I mean, I did the same thing with the Iowa total that was like 24 or whatever it was. It was something, or 20, I can't, it may have been 29 as well. It was something.
Yeah.
But But yeah. And Juju Revenge. That's what we should have done. All right. Tight end position. There's so the separation play is Kelce. If you want to try to, you know, in that marquee game with the running game out, he has looked rough as of late for sure. He just hasn't looked like he looks like he's hurt, like his back. He looks stiff to me is what I'll say. But I could just be saying that because of his performance, and he could absolutely go berserk in this game. He's had, you know, decent games against Buffalo throughout his career. David Njoku, 4,100, looks like he's going to be kind of popular. I like Cole Kmet better personally at 4,300. Kyle Pitts is there at 3,700. Kate Otten is 31. I think a lot of people are going to just try to pay down the lowest priced one they can get comfortable with. I know the Rams have been pretty bad against tight ends. Likely is the tight end one with no Andrews there. Maybe if you want to play a cheap piece of the Jets game against Houston, maybe some targets funnel to Conklin. Brevin Jordan is still cheap. I don't know. Somebody help me at tight end, because it feels kind of gross all around.
Brevin Jordan. Give me Brevin Jordan, 3,100. No Schultz, no Tank Dell, Noah Brown's questionable. The Jets have some good cornerbacks on the outside. If they're able to – Sauce is able to keep Nico in check, I think we're going to see a lot of targets funneled to Brevin Jordan at 3,100. So I like that the best. I'm fine with Kelce if you can find the cap. I'm fine with Njoku. And, yeah, Pitts, one of you two mentioned his increased route share earlier. So talk about that.
Yeah, Pitts, he's been playing. That's the thing is Vita Vea has to be – that's still like the – Vita Vea has to be out for me to play in that passing game. I think Pitts is – it went from 51 to like 80%. So, like, yeah, that's just off the top of my head. I'm not
– He got 8 targets against the Jets, which is nice.
Yeah. So maybe it's like Kyle Pitts time 3 years in. I don't know. I like the Brevin Jordan call. My issue is, like, I think I want to pay up a tight end because I just think people are just ignoring Kelce, Kittle, and not saying Kelce isn't dust, but like I'm gonna take my chances, be overweight on Kelce, be overweight on Kittle. Isaiah Likely at 3,500, very good matchup for him. That's not obviously paying up, but. I think he might be differentiated. Getting to Hawkinson, I think, is differentiated. Just because, like, if you're spending any salary, I feel like everyone's going to play Brevin Jordan. Brevin Jordan's fine. Noah Brown might not. People are saying he's still hurt, too. So that's, like, I think Brevin Jordan is by far the cash play. In tournaments, I might just be trying to get away from him, though. Yeah, there's other spots you can go to. Like, the Chargers have a good matchup versus tight ends. And if Sertan's on... if he's on Allen, maybe some targets get funneled to like Gerald Everett or Parham. I know it's a dual situation, but for larger field stuff, I'm just thinking about ways you could get different. Laporta, I like it 6,100. That price has come up. I think I'd be less interested in Laporta than I would be in Kelce or Kittle or paying up for those guys. Laporta had the big week last week. I think he was on the Millie winner. Definitely would prefer Hawkinson over Laporta. More in a, like, I'm on Raw in that game from a tight end perspective, or Kmet, like Kirky hit on. That's pretty much tight end. No real rankings, just trying to get up, pay up in the context of the slate. I think it'll differentiate you a little bit.
Yeah, give me Kmet in a weather game at home all day. You hear the dementia story with Hayden Hurst? You see that? He has some sort of dementia. He was from an independent neurologist from one of his concussions, like short-term memory.
Jeez.
Yeah, so he's on the sidelines for right now.
I would never play again. Why would he worth playing again?
Yeah, you don't mess around.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah, tight end's gross. I'm trying to, like, just find somebody. But Komet was going to be my guy. Kelsey, I'm totally cool with too. Kyle Pitts, I feel like if we jump on Kyle Pitts, it's going to end up being Jonnu Smith out of the blue, or who was it? Mecole Pruitt is the other guy who can steal from you as well.
Like, look at it's that. Like
one of the, good work, one of the, one of those guys is going to get you. All right. Bobby, you still want to hand it off to
Noto? I'll try a defense, but I'll let Noto take the segment. Shoot. What do we got here?
I wish we had music for like a little jingle for the
maybe the Ravens at 3-3 would probably be the defense that I'd have the most interest in. I think you could play the Chiefs too versus the Bills at 2600 in a pace up spot. No one's gonna get to them. Who else?
I'll tell you who's going to be chalk, Minnesota? I think.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Cleveland's going to be chalk.
Yeah.
Cleveland's a chalk.
Do you think they still will be chalk if Lawrence plays?
It would come down for sure.
Who's cheap?
I like the Jets.
The Jets, yeah, against Houston. Well, banged up Houston.
Banged up Houston. I like defenses against teams that are going to throw it a lot. Houston throws a lot.
Yep.
That's a good point, yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if the Bears' defense is, like, incredibly underrated because of how bad they were in the beginning of the season. Wouldn't shock me if Goff and cold, windy outdoor weather with his small baby hands Bobby. Those small hands. What do you think, Bobby?
Yeah, I think it's the spread thing with Goff, though, right? Isn't it more the spread, they say? But yeah, I guess that's a good point. If he has small hands and he's outdoors. But they said it correlates more to the spread. Like, if he's a heavy favorite, he'll be fine. But if they're a dog, he's chasing, he sucks, which could have to do with the hands, you know, because he has to throw more. Who knows?
A lot of ways to spin these things. A lot of ways.
Whatever works for you, just spin it that way.
All right. We good? We going to our favorite stacks?
Yeah, Niners are good, too.
If Gino's out, how much are they?
39.
Texans are cheap on Yahoo. All right, let's go. Favorite stacks. I'll start it. I know it's gonna end up being chalky, but I'm gonna play it and I'm gonna double it like I liked. I'm gonna play Fields, Komet, and DJ Moore. And then I'm gonna run it back. I'm gonna have to pick my favorite run back. But obviously, if I can get him on Ra, it'll probably be him. But if not, I would be fine with Gibbs. I'm also fine with Laporte. I could do a Monty too, but the game, I feel like it'll be a Gibbs game if the game shoots out the way I want it to. But that's the stuff I'll play in small field. I don't really have a out there take like for a large field. I guess it would be for my large field, it would be Josh Dobbs to Jefferson, and then gonna have to fade CMC, which I'm fine doing. But that's where I'll go. Noto?
Yeah, small field. I'm going Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, and Rashee Rice. And then large field, if Vita Vey is playing, give me Ritter double stacks with Pitts and London.
Woo! I like both of those a lot. I'll go Purdy, Ayuk. No run back, just Purdy, Ayuk. I don't think you need a runner back, but – you throw McCaffrey in there as well, but I like Ayuk a good bit on the slate. Are we giving our bets? Are we giving our bets? You guys get the long, and then
no, we don't get to give ours. You just get to give yours, Bobby. This is now your segment.
This is now
Bobby Betts. Bobby Betts.
Bobby Betts could be a thing. I'm sure there's probably one already out there. Who knows? Just getting lucky here. Who are the – shoot. minus five. Let me take the – now there's pressure on me because you guys have to – hold on. I didn't even think about this.
What are your wongs for the week?
You know, he started this, and then he's mad. It's like he's mad at us. He's like, he started this. What about bets? You know, and then
– I don't have – no, I'm not mad. I don't have one.
Give me the Vikings to steamroll the Raiders with Jefferson back.
Give me the Eagles at Dallas on the Monday on the Sunday night game or the Monday night game. Give me the Eagles plus two and a half.
And plus three and a half on DK.
Plus 3.5.
Yeah, get the.
Oh, I'll take that. Yeah, the Eagles. I like that.
That's a big game for like MVP candidates.
Yeah, big game for the Niners too.
I think I'm on the wrong side of that now, but I'll take the three on DK.
I think the Eagles are overrated personally, but
I think they're fraudulent. Yeah, that's what I'm for starting to go through my head. I'm gonna take them anyways. Fuck it.
I mean, the Cowboys, when they face a good team, they're pretty fraudulent too.
Wait a minute. I could. What's San Fran's line? Can I change?
They're way up. They're minus 13 right now because of the Geno. Not making it. Still, they should still probably cover. But
you know what spread looks funny to me is the Saints. 5.5 at home against freaking Bryce Young.
6 now on DK. You like the Saints?
I need 3 in a row, guys. I don't know if I can do the Eagles. Who do the Saints play?
The Panthers.
Panthers at home. Saints are at home.
I get what you're saying. Shoot. Where's the team I just saw that was interesting? No, I'm gonna take Chicago. Chicago.
Yeah, I love that bet. I love that you said that. That's the bet. Are you gonna put your balls on the table and say money line?
Yeah, you can go money line. It's only 1.5.
It's 3 on DraftKings right now.
Oh, it's 3 on DraftKings?
Yeah.
Chicago is definitely the sharp bet, right?
I took them plus 10 for my Wong.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
With the Pats, so they gotta at least hang in there for me. If anyone's doing Wongs, they probably don't. We've probably killed them from Wongs because we were on the wrong weeks. But I'll try to see who's Wong eligible. What's two?
Yeah, let's see. Tampa Bay, get him to plus 8.
The Colts, I like that.
Plus 8.
The Ravens are Wong eligible.
Ravens. There you go. There's your 3-teamer. And the Packers on Monday night, which I don't.
Yeah, I have the pack. I have the pack with my Pats. I did that one against the Giants.
All right, there's your 4 long teaser.
All right. Yeah, you can mix and match them for the long.
I guess you're supposed to do 2, right?
For the long. Yep. All right, that's a wrap. We did it. We made it to the end of the show. We will be back again next week. Leave the comments. Leave nice comments, please. But we'll take any comments. And have a good week. Let's crush this week, fellas. Final words?
That's it. Good luck, everyone.
Yes, sir.
All right. This has been the RG DFS Tournament Takes Podcast, Week 14 edition. We'll be back next week. Thanks.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.